This is AM 1280, The Patriot. WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The House has passed a law to keep the government running, but SRN Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines says the Democratic-led Senate will almost certainly reject it.
A proposal for a one-year delay in Obamacare in exchange for funding the government. Details of the bill revealed to Republicans in a closed-door meeting on Capitol Hill.
What a lousy way to run a government. This is not the way it should be done.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern. Texas Republican Pete Sessions says the issue is simple.
The Republican Party is here today because we're opposed to Obamacare and the big government that comes behind it.
Because of the changes, the House bill requires Senate approval, and faced with a Monday midnight deadline, that increases the chances of a shutdown on Tuesday. Wally Hines, SRM News, Capitol Hill.
More details on these and other stories can be found at srnnews.com.
In front of the United Nations, the president actually said something we can all agree with.
I believe America is exceptional because we have shown a willingness to stand up not only for our own narrow self-interest, but for the interests of all.
The president is right. America is exceptional, and we need to live up to that reputation. It's time to put politics aside and implement some common sense solutions to our problems. Mr. President, call us when you're ready for some answers. AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent Radio. AM 1280, The Patriot.
It shouldn't be a financial burden when someone dies. At Crescent Tide Funeral and Cremation, it's their mission to change the funeral industry and people's perspective of it. They're a fully licensed funeral service provider serving the greater Twin Cities metro area and are committed to providing the best service at the lowest possible price. Crescent Tide Funeral and Cremation does not hold funeral and memorial services. Instead, they coordinate with churches, nursing home chapels, and cemetery chapels to hold the services. What they do is provide a comfortable environment where the family of the deceased can make the final arrangements. They offer a very modern approach with no hidden costs and straightforward answers. So straightforward, their pricing is on their website, CrescentTide.com. Cremation services starting at $750 and burial with funeral from $1,650. That's less than half of most funeral homes and cremation providers. Lay your loved one to rest with someone you trust. Crescent Tide Funeral and Cremation.
Hi, this is Lisa Stahl.
And this is Verlin Stahl. Check out Crescent Tide Funeral and Cremation at CrescentTide.com.
Or give us a call at 651-315-8214.
Granite Law is a law firm with partners in each state we do business. Our initial consultation is free, but there will be a cost to retain the firm. Attention homeowners, the Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, you need to call Granite Law's Mortgage Helpline today at 800-943-0838. A loan modification program can stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and even reduce your mortgage payments to as low as 2%.
I seriously started to believe that we might end up on the street with our two kids. So we called Granite Law, and they helped us get our past due payments forgiven, and we got a lower interest rate. And now we have a payment we can afford.
If you're having trouble making your mortgage payment, you need to call 800-943-0838 today. Again, that's 800-943-0838. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-943-0838.
We're here with Pierre Jean Lopi from Chez Daniel French Bistro in Bloomington.
I came to America with $100, a job at my toolbox with all my knives, and I thought I could make it on my own. You need the government to help me out all the time. Work hard, and you'll be rewarded.
What are some things that people think about French restaurants that aren't true?
They think they're going to be very expensive, first. Second, the waiter is going to be a pompous jerk. It's going to be a white tablecloth, and it's going to be fattening, and it is not. It is not.
Tell me about the food at Chez Daniel.
Personally, I love seafood, but if I must say, one of the best sellers always be the rack of lamb, beef tenderloin, and salmon. At Chez Daniel, you'll get a restaurant that's elegant, but yet casual.
Open for lunch, dinner, happy hour, and special events like weddings or your corporate parties. Chez Daniel Bistro, just east of France in the Embassy Suites Hotel on American Boulevard in Bloomington. Online at ChezDaniel.com. Call 952-888-4447.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Good afternoon and welcome to Telecom Soup. This is your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and wireless services. We want to welcome everybody back this week. With us today, we have our special guest from Mobile Link Wireless, Dan Fontana. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing well, thank you. Good afternoon, guys.
We also have Arlen and Adam from our trusted IT company, BlueNet Inc. in Eagan. How are you guys doing?
Good, Charlie. Dan, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
So every week we talk about different topics related to telecommunications, from phone service, voice, to data, internet connections, mobile device, and IT infrastructure. Last week we talked about the cloud, and the reason that we have Dan on this week is we are going to be talking about mobile devices, cell phones. For all those of you who want to give us a call here at the station, if our phone lines are live, please give us a call at 651-289-4488. Again, the phone lines are live here at the station, 651-289-4488. You can always reach Telecom Warehouse, my company, at 952-513-2149. Visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com or follow us on Twitter at telcowarehouse.com. So a few weeks back, we opened up our live show at the State Fair, and we had Dan Fontana from Mobile Link Wireless as one of our guests to talk about our agency partners who basically specialize in mobile devices, cell phones. And one of the things that Dan does, and we're going to have him talk about different topics today, you know, different types of networks, different types of new mobile devices. And if I'm not mistaken, Dan, there is the iPhone 5 now. Is that?
iPhone 5S.
Fantastic. Tell us about it.
So the iPhone 5S, what they've done, Apple has come out with another cutting-edge product. It's the first mobile device to have a 64-bit chip. So for many people that don't know what that means, but what it does is it provides a much quicker and more efficient processor for handling pictures, for handling multiple tasks like phone calls, emails, everything at the same time, reduces your battery life strain on the battery life, so you end up with a little bit better battery power, among other things. The iPhone 5S, it also has a higher resolution camera and a fingerprint sensor, so it's coined as the most secure phone in the world at this point because no one can access it without your fingerprint. What I think is kind of neat about that...
Repeat what you just said there. You can't access it without...
So on the phone, everyone knows what the iPhone looks like, and down on the bottom of it, there's the home button, the circular button that goes back to the main screen. With the iPhone 5S, that button is still there, but it has a fingerprint sensor built in.
Well, that's pretty sweet.
It's pretty cool. And I think what Apple has done here is it created an opportunity for reducing the need for passwords all the time. Initially, in unlocking the phone and downloading apps, you can simply use your fingerprint, just touch that button, and your apps will download. It enters your password. So I think we're finally coming to a fix for the password. Everyone hates remembering their passwords, right, guys?
I don't even think I have one.
It was the login screen, and then you get past that. It's the password to install apps. There's usually a whole myriad of things that you have to enter in to get an app to install.
Facebook and your email and all of that. Yeah, exactly. So I think this is going to be a move for the future. So...
Well, what's the cost? Tell the audience, what's the cost of this device? I'm guessing it's kind of depending on the carrier, right?
Well, it depends on the carrier, but Apple is pretty good about setting its pricing for being very standard across the board. The iPhone 5S begins at $199 if you have a upgrade or a new line of service. If you're just buying the phone outright, it's $649, but for the majority of the people, they can buy it for $199.
And you could provide that for basically all three carriers,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Fantastic. So there's four of us in the audio, or four of us in studio here today. I've always been an Android guy myself. For the simple fact of just user ability and those kinds of things. You know, what's the biggest difference? For the general audience, Dan, give us kind of an example, because all three of you guys, Arlen, Dan, and Adam, you guys have iPhones, right?
I have iPhones. Yeah.
Yep. I do too.
I do too.
Why did you guys select that? Why did you go with an iPhone versus like an Android?
Well, I'll let them answer for themselves. But for me, it was a it was a security thing among just being a very simple device. It's very simple to operate, It's very similar to the leading edge tablet, which is of course the iPad and the Apple computer. It's a good solid device with good battery life, and it's very backward compatible. So on Android, if you purchase a device today, in 6 months, some of the apps are a year. Some of the apps may not be as compatible.
Sure.
With the iPhone, it can go back a couple of years. But security is a big thing for me.
Absolutely. So Dan, you know, we just kind of talked about the iPhone 5 is one of these leading, and really for the audience, if you guys want to give Dan a call, Dan, how can somebody get a hold of you for questions and or you know, anything related to mobile devices?
They can give us a shout at 952-314-1313. So it's Mobile Link Wireless.
Fantastic. Tell us about Mobile Link Wireless. We brought you on as a guest when we did our first show at the Minnesota State Fair. Give the audience you know, kind of the 50-foot view of what you do, who Mobile Link Wireless is, and kind of your benefit to the audience of why somebody should pick up the phone and give you a call.
You know, so Mobile Link Wireless, we have been in business for over 30 years. And in fact, our president and our founder stood in Soldier's Field during the first cellular call ever made.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So we are trying to bring that experience and that that motion to everyone who's on board. We work at providing custom tailored solutions for each customer. Kind of our process, if you will. We'll go on site and meet with you, take a look at your current situation, so your phones, what you're buying, how many smartphones, how many flip phones or basic phones you have, and then we'll take it back to the office and run the numbers, and our team of staff at the office will look through the numbers and verify things, and we'll put together a solution. And in some cases, you know, we're very carrier agnostic, so what we can do is offer multi-carrier solutions, things like that, provide a situation that is most beneficial for the customer.
So it sounds like it's kind of a non-biased approach based on what is the best option for the right provider, the right situation.
That's right, because not every situation is exactly the same. Each customer has a specific set of needs and a specific set of pain points that we need to address.
Absolutely. Give us an idea of what, you know, there's obviously different cellular providers in the out there, right? You've got Sprint, you've got AT&T, you've got Verizon, T-Mobile, and then you have some of these other ones like Virgin Mobile or Boost Mobile, the non-contract. Who does Mobile Link Wireless sell for? Who do you broker for?
You know, we broker for many of the providers out there, and our reasoning for that is kind of as we touched on earlier. No situation is specific to, you know, no two situations are exactly the same.
Sure.
So, and some customers, you may have a situation where they have a lot of use in the cities, but then they also have a couple of folks who travel out of town or on the into a cabin, places like that. In Minnesota, we have lots of cabins.
Absolutely. So making sure the coverage up north is very, very important.
That's a key, exactly. And it's a very important point. We also bring in the customer service piece. You know, I think everyone here could state that customer service leave something to be desired oftentimes, calling an 800 number, waiting on hold.
You know, or standing in line at a retail store.
Right, exactly. So our goal is to bring that customer service. I guess, how would you guys like if you signed up with a company that instead of having to just dial into an 800 number, you could actually just shoot an email or give a phone call to your phone guy or your phone gal? That's kind of what we do.
So you're the single point of contact.
Right. We have that connection, and so no longer needing to remember all your passcodes and all of that stuff. Again, we just touch on that.
So after you get a customer that's on board with Mobile Link, and you've deployed their phones, and they're. What are you going to do ongoing to make sure that they maintain the level of satisfaction that you may not get in a store? How do you maintain that relationship?
Oftentimes, and this goes back to that customer service piece, things change. Rate plans change, providers, change, the networks change. So our goal every couple of months, every 3 months, we go through our customers, our database, and we will review each customer's account and do an RPA, a rate plan analysis, and review and see what they're spending, what their usage is, and compare it against current plans, and then offer suggestions or changes that are non-contractually binding to help that customer out.
So in other words, it's like an audit. You're going to review that customer's services plan, make sure that they're in the best situation possible.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's more of like an ongoing service.
It's an ongoing service. So
we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Dan a little bit more about Mobile Link Wireless. Thank you for listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke. I was the dad on a show called Growing Pains, and like all TV dads, I had to teach the kids about handling money. So here goes. If you were ever to find yourself owing the IRS $10,000 or more, you could be looking at wage garnishments, liens, bank levies. You might even lose your home or business. Not good. That's why I'd tell you to call the people at Optima Tax Relief, because there's a new tax debt forgiveness program just announced by the IRS called the Fresh Start Initiative. By calling Optima, you can jump on one of the biggest breaks the IRS has offered in ages. It's huge. You could qualify for a settlement that's 75% lower than before these changes. They're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and they even offer a money-back guarantee. Trust me, kids, you can trust these guys.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Two addictive shows, one seductive night.
Sounds like an offer I can't refuse.
Welcome to the all-new ABC Sunday. The wildly anticipated premiere of Revenge unloads TV's biggest shocker in its very first minute.
Sorry. I'm addicted to you.
Then it's the series premiere of Betrayal.
No, it can't.
TV's most dangerous love triangle.
I'm going to crucify him.
It all starts tonight at 9, 8 Central on ABC.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Today we're talking about cell phones, and our special guest, we have Dan Fontana from Mobile Link Wireless. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
For those in the audience that just are tuning in, Dan, how can they get a hold of you if they have questions about their cell phones, their cell plan, or anything related to cellular devices?
We can be reached at 952-314-1313 or on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com.
Fantastic. So there's a lot of changes that are going on with mobile devices. We had talked about some of the newer cell phones on the market that people are really wanting to get a hold of. Obviously, the iPhone 5S is out, and that's obviously Apple's iOS product. What about Android? What are some new phones in the Android market that are kind of like cutting edge and you know, people just want?
Android has a couple of really great devices, too. You know, Android is a Google product, and we see that there's two leading-edge manufacturers out there for Android. One is HTC, and the other one is Samsung. Both of them have a flagship phone for this year as well that competes highly with the iPhone 5S. And the HTC is called the One, and the Samsung...
They advertise that on TV a lot, don't they?
They do. They advertise it quite a bit on TV. And then the Samsung, the Galaxy S4, that's the one that you touch together.
Fantastic. I've seen that commercial as well. Right. Yeah, I've seen that commercial as well. So kind of the difference between those versus, you know, what's really the difference between the let's say the Galaxy 4 and the Evo 1 versus the, you know, iOS Apple? What's kind of the difference there?
Well, you're looking at Android versus Google. And back in the day, you know, a couple of years ago, there was a lot of much more of a difference. Android was something that was really trying to catch up to Apple to be good with battery life, to be good in the enterprise, to all of that kind of thing. And it's really gotten a lot closer to that now, and they're neck and neck. So, you know, the difference between the HTC or the Samsung, it's really a matter of...
It's kind of like a Ford and a Chevy, right?
Right,
it's just pick your poison, and you get pretty much the same features.
Yep, they both give you 4G, they both get you places, it's just a Ford or a Chevy. Good
fantastic
analogy.
So there's a buzzword, and guys, I'm sure you've heard this too. LTE, right? LTE. The LTE network. Dan, what is the LTE network, and why would somebody want to go out and purchase these devices that are LTE? Why is that a buzzword? What's the deal?
Well, LTE is kind of the new 4G technology. A number of years ago, there were a couple of 4G technologies. One was WiMAX, and then some of the GSM providers, so AT&T's and T-Mobile's of the world, came out with something called HSPA+. All of these products provided super fast data connections. But what LTE does over its competitors is it provides low latency. So what that means is how long it takes for that website to start loading when you go and call for it. So when you type in Google, how long it takes. Low latency is important because what the carriers are eventually looking to do is move to something called voice over LTE and basically bring the audio service of the phone, the regular phone calls,
pretty much
over
the
internet.
Over the same speed that the data is going.
Kind of like the products you guys were talking about the other weeks, the hosted IP solutions for landline phones. Same idea.
Well, fantastic. And so the Evo 1 and the Galaxy, 3 and 4?
The Galaxy 3 and
4. Those are LTE, right?
That's right. And so is the iPhone 5 and the new 5C and 5S.
Well, awesome. So if you're just tuning into the show, we have Dan Fontana from Mobile Link Wireless. Dan is a multi-tiered cellular broker. In other words, he will go out and look at your business, evaluate your plan, and recommend the best types of services. So one question that came out over break is, why would somebody call Mobile Link Wireless versus maybe walking into a Sprint store, walking into an AT&T or even Verizon? We see these shops that are, you know, on every street block, right? What's the difference between what you do versus more that that retail?
You know, I guess we kind of touched on it in the last segment, but ultimately what we do is provide a level of customer service that is uncompromised. Basically, our philosophy is to provide that customer service and take care of the customer up to the sale, but also after the sale. And so you'll see our faces, you'll get to talk to us directly. You know, we're local, we're right here in town. So it's something that you get to deal with us instead of just an 800 number and 25,000 different possible employees.
And Dan, one of the things that my customers comment on the most about mobile when it comes to tablets and phones is generally they've experienced walking into a retail shop. They might have even set up their initial, I'll say, corporate contract in a retail shop, and the retail guys don't know how to handle corporate end users. They're constantly complaining about having to make the phone calls or go down to the shop to get anything done, and it's generally have to go to that same shop, deal with the same guy. He might not be there that day. Can you comment on that?
It's a common pain point. And in fact, you know, a lot of folks say we should go to corporate because they've got all the shops and they've got the backbone, you know, the customer service, that 800 number. But what it really comes down to is who's available for you. And if you're at that shop and that one guy who seems to know what he's doing is gone, well, you're stuck. And so our company, what we do, we all know what we're doing with this, with the business accounts, with the corporate accounts. And our focus is to provide a really good level of customer service.
If you're in the audience and you just want to tune in and you have questions about your mobile devices, give the station a call here. Our phone lines are live. It's 651-289-4488. Again, 651-289-4488. Give us a call if you have any questions regarding mobile devices. And Dan, you know, one of the things that you guys do is really you tailor towards business, correct?
That's right.
Not necessarily like the individual.
And we'll, of course, work with the individual, but our business is structured for being a single point of contact for businesses. So no longer do they have to go elsewhere. They come to us directly. We work with them. We work with the business accounts.
I know that from personal experience, we've been doing business, Dan, since I think about 2009. And one of the things that Mobile Link prides itself on, and you can attest for this too, is you guys hunt for the best possible discount for that client.
That's absolutely right.
And that does differ from like a residential, or excuse me, like an individual consumer basis where talk about the discounts and how that works versus, you know, like a business entity and federal tax ID number versus just an individual consumer.
Well, a lot of folks don't know, and especially business customers don't know that they qualify for specific discounts. You know, we have discounts available for the construction set of people or businesses. We also have discounts for shippers, for all these different business types, for vet clinics. Everything has a discount associated with it because of the vertical market that they're in. And consumers the same way, but our goal, what we like to do is set up a product for the businesses and then create a profile for that business, which allows its employees and family members to benefit as well from the discount.
So MobileLink, you'll sit down, you'll shop the market, you'll get the best vertical discount, whether it's 10, 15, 20, heck, 25%, right?
Yep.
And you'll apply that. And what does that mean to the customer?
So basically, that goes against that monthly service bill. So let's say your bill is $1,000. Theoretically, if you get a 20% discount, we dropped your bill $200 just like that.
Well, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. You know, it all adds up very quickly.
And one thing that I've noticed over the past, since dealing with mobile devices, is a lot of businesses have, and I know this is kind of weird, but a lot of the general public has an individual plan. What's the benefit of actually calling up MobileLink and putting under a business nature? What's
Well, and I think that's a good point. Many businesses, small business owners say, yeah, I've got this business plan. I've got some phones I use for my business. But they are under that individual package.
Their family plan, right?
It's essentially a glorified family plan. And so we're skilled at helping all these customers, and that's what we do. We can work with moving over these individual lines that are quote-unquote under a business name into an actual business account, and with that provide the ability to waive activation fees on new phones, waive mail-in rebates, all those headaches that businesses don't need to deal with. We'll also provide discounts, monthly service discounts, and credits if you add additional lines of service.
Do you guys remember Arlen and Adam a couple weeks ago when we had talked about that specific client that we had in Cottage Grove that was an electrical contracting firm? Do you guys remember that example?
Absolutely, yes.
Yep.
You know, Dan, and maybe you can attest to this because this happens all the time. We had this client that had, it was two business owners that had five individual phones on their family plan. So business owner A had his five phones, business owner B had his five phones. They were individual. And you had mentioned a term, Dan, that that is part of your process of doing these RPA and evaluating their process,
mm-hmm.
making sure that they had the best plan.
Yep.
Well, what we did, guys, is we did that RPA and we combined their business plan with 10 lines on a single business account. Well, what it done was it saved the customer $140 a month. We increased their discount, and every one of those lines was eligible for an upgrade. You guys remember that example?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a pretty significant savings, too. I mean, $140 for a 10-person shop.
That's huge.
For a month, yeah, absolutely.
They all got brand new. Well, for them, it was brand new. It was the iPhone 4, which, again, is an older device, but the customer got them all free, and this was an example where we actually used Sprint as an example. Sprint bought back all those phones that they currently had, so the customer saved money, got brand new iPhone 4s. To them, they were brand new, saved $140 a month. We've increased their discount, and it was phenomenal. And Dan, you guys do this all the time, don't you?
That's kind of the name of the game for us. We work with multiple customers, and these individual accounts, will switch them over to businesses, find that savings, and everyone's itching for the new phones. We're in a 4G market here. So 4G, if you don't have that, it's a nice thing to have. Your data is going to be quicker, your email. So it's nice to get into those new phones. And we find that way to provide new phones generally at no cost or a very low cost.
So I know your business model is really business to business, but you do have retail stores, correct?
Yes, we do. We have a retail store in Hastings, and we also have a retail store in New Prague.
Fantastic. Guys, what we're going to do, we have Dan Fontana from MobileLink Wireless. Dan, give your number to the audience one more time.
Our number to be reached at is 952-314-1313.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Dan Fontana from MobileLink Wireless a little bit more. You're listening to Telecom Soup, and this is your host, Charlie Burrell. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159. That's 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our guest today we have is Dan Fontana from Mobile Link Wireless. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
For those just tuning in today, Dan is kind of our cell phone expert. He is a multi-tiered broker who represents basically like the big three. You've got AT&T, Sprint, and Verizon. And you guys customize the solution based on the business needs. And before the break, we talked about businesses versus like individual plans. And a topic that comes up for the audience that if you're just tuning in now is what would be the difference between having a corporate-level business cellular plan versus going out and actually giving a stipend to your individuals, your employees. So, for example, let's say you have 10 employees and you're giving them $100 a month for their mobile devices and they're using individual plans. Dan, can you talk on that and kind of the benefit of why they should maybe consider going out and kind of redoing it under you?
Yeah, absolutely. And you, this is a good topic. It's a very common one these days. You know, as these devices become, we see new cool devices every 6-8 months. Customers, the individuals, they want to go and get that new device. And so what it's causing is some issues for these companies. You know, their IT staff who are managing the phones are frustrated with their staff and not wanting to have to deal with that constant question of when do I get a new phone? I want this one. So a lot of businesses are going to a policy called BYOD. That's kind of a buzz. It's bring your own device. And there's advantages and disadvantages to it. But what we see is oftentimes when a company pays out a stipend for this bring your own device, so their user brings in a device and we just, as the company, pay that user for their monthly service, we see a higher cost, a higher expense, and it's going to be something that is less controllable. So if you have a phone and that number...
When you're talking about controllable, you're talking maybe like security risks.
Yeah, security risks. And, you know, let me paint a picture. Let's say you are working with a company, and that company has a disgruntled employee who has access to all of the data on their phone, and it's their own phone number. Well, so they quit or just leave the company. Now that phone number, tied to customers and tied to people who are important to that business, is gone, and the data on that phone is potentially potentially out there.
So that business owner that stipend is his employee, now he's gone, he might have proprietary information. Guys, didn't we talk about that last week when we talked about sort of like the cloud and hosted voice a few weeks ago about an employee leaving? It's kind of the same thing.
It's the same thing, hosted VoIP, same thing where we could you control that number forwards to a mobile device. You own that mobile number. If that employee leaves disgruntled or moves on, you have control. You're still taking those phone calls. On mobile device, same thing. With the BYOD phenomenon that Dad's referring to is with people. I mean, think of the apps. It's email. That's the big one. There's a lot of
proprietary information. Yeah, company information.
There's also things like SharePoint sites. There's OneNote. I mean, think of these common business apps that are on an iPhone or an Android phone that they will connect to their organization where there's documents and sensitive data, your proprietary data. So,
and granted, you can, you know, when that disgruntled employee, when you found out that they are left, you can change their passwords, but a lot of times that data is still resident on their phone and still usable.
And that's a great point. Yes, oftentimes, you know, changing the password seems like that's the fix, but any data that's on that phone is essentially still there.
Yeah, they can't get to new data. They can't populate more stuff than they already have because you've cut them off, but all the existing stuff. So earlier in the show, we talked about why people use their devices and why Adam, Dan, and I have selected iPhones. For me, I came from a BlackBerry prior to an iPhone, and it was because of calendaring and emails. Well, those are two things on a phone that
very important.
Are integrated into that phone.
With a business device, it's...
With a business device, it's got to be very usable, and it's got to be very tight with how the keypad work and all those pieces. But I think for the most part, those are two very critical components to security. And it's across the board. It's iPhone, it's Android, it's the whole deal. And this is where, you know, other tools and other pieces to the puzzle of how does a business take a device like an iPhone or a tablet or even a laptop for that matter and really have the ability to do some security components to it.
If I was a business owner and I had multiple cell phones and I had multiple employees, I certainly, Dan, would want total control over my employees. And again, that's one of the specific reasons or a compelling reason to pick up the phone and call Dan for that simple reason. And Dan, you and I have gone on a number of appointments together. We've seen employees getting reimbursed on their mobile devices, their cell phones, anywhere from $150 a device. I mean, the ones that I can remember.
When you go to a store, how much does a smartphone, you know, getting the iPhone with the fully loaded package? It's $100.
$99.99 is usually what it is before discounts.
Yeah, exactly. So these companies are paying out $100 or even let's say it's $50 or $75 per employee to have these phones. What we can do is consolidate and provide a discount for the entire company and bring all these devices in, lower that cost per device. So now the company is saving money and equally as importantly as saving money, able to control the device. Let's talk about something called MDM. Have you guys heard of that?
Go for it.
So MDM is a product. It's kind of the other buzz, especially with this BYOD phenomenon that we're talking about. MDM, what it stands for, is mobile device management. Now, there's a number of solutions out there for this, but really what it comes down to is mobile device management. We can allow or offer control, full control, on those iPhones, on those Androids, those BlackBerries out there. So if an employee leaves a company or if a phone is just lost, it's none of that data is can get in the wrong hands.
So when you talk about like controlling that process with this mobile device management, aren't those essentially like rules? You can establish rules?
Yeah, you can establish rules. And so rules within the phone or the computer system, the server. You know, you could obviously write up a rule book, but what it comes down to is the rules in the system with regard to, you know, what happens if we're on a public Wi-Fi network. You know, we go to a coffee shop and I log in with your work device on that public Wi-Fi that 18 other computers are connected to. It's a prime, you know, prime possibility for getting hacked or things like that. So we can control that.
And Dan, let me bring up some other advantages of MDM besides security, because security is the obvious one.
Like, well, that's obviously big.
Yeah, resetting a password, setting a PIN, adding a PIN, mobile device wipe, partial mobile device wipe if it's a BYOD.
How about locating employees?
Locating employees. I mean, all these phones have GPS capabilities in them. You can triangulate where they're at on a map. Most of these mobile device platforms will show location and location history. Another big one, two big ones in my opinion, are app deployment. Let's say you have a corporate app that you want to deploy to all of your phones, all your users, all your sales guys, or a group of them. Maybe it's like the Salesforce app or something. You want to get that out. You can with a couple clicks, we could deploy that for you out to all of your phones without having to hit each one. And another big one, which some mobile device platforms do, is also backup. They will also backing up your data. A copy of that data of that mobile device.
Well, here's two obvious ones. And Dan, maybe you can attest to this, but with mobile device management, can you block calls or block text messages? So maybe you've got crazy Bob over here, and Bob just texts, you know, he texts everybody, goes through 1,000, and he's adding, you know, extra or calling international, right? I mean, can you put in these numbers and block texts and things?
There's a couple of things that can
as,
be
as
done.
As a rule is kind of what I'm
yeah,
getting.
Exactly. You can with some of these device management apps that are out there, and we'll talk about a couple of the options that you have for these mobile device management solutions. But additionally, you can see that data. So instead of going to your phone bill and looking, you can simply just go and look on the website and see what is being used.
What a great audit tool to audit against the carriers most of these mobile device platforms will show you not only your daily data usage, they will also differentiate and show Wi-Fi usage against cellular usage.
Great point. And actually last year, the iPhone 5, when it first came out, there was a slight, issue with the software. It was quickly fixed, but it actually, while the device was connected to Wi-Fi, was using the carrier's data. You pay for that data, so being able to audit it and having this record, you can go and fight that.
Guys, if you have any questions in the audience, please call into the phone lines are live. The telephone number here at the audience is 651-289-4488, or you could send a text to 651-243-0390. We have Dan Fontana from Mobile Link Wireless. Dan, you know, there's when we talk about Sprint and AT&T and Verizon, you know, there's always who has the superior network, and it comes down to I think there's two major networks out there. There's we have CDMA and we also have GSM. Touch on that a little bit and kind of get into what the difference is and how that works.
Okay, so there are three or four leading providers in the country here. And if we look at the networks, we have Sprint and Verizon both on the CDMA network and AT&T and T-Mobile operating on the GSM network. And what it comes down to is in the U.S., where we use our phones most, CDMA is the leading network technology. That said,
so North America is more of a CDMA network because of the sharing of the towers, right?
Because of the sharing of the towers and how it was built initially. In the rest of the world, they selected a network type called GSM, and it means Global System for Mobile Communications, essentially. So what they did was created a product that you could travel throughout multiple countries and be able to use your phone without having to change out your chips or do any of that stuff. So nowadays, you know, it's these networks, they all have roaming agreements, it seems. You can go from Minnesota, drive on the highway all the way out to California and not lose signal too much of the time. So it's a different game these days. The carriers are actually, and one of the big things about LTE, which we talked about earlier, is LTE is a technology that is a uniform technology between the GSM and CDMA. So both of these providers, or both of these products, are growing into that.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Telecom Soup, and I'm your host, Charlie Burrell. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
The news is out. Inflammation is the leading cause of pain, and medical experts and scientists are searching for solutions. Millions suffer with painful symptoms brought on by out-of-control inflammation that can make it difficult to enjoy the simple pleasures of life. If this is you, there's a natural alternative you need to try. Nopalea, a natural wellness drink whose ingredients have been found to help reduce inflammation, which may help reduce pain due to inflammation, reduce swelling in joints and muscles, detoxify your body, and help with optimal cellular health. If you suffer with pain caused by inflammation, we encourage you to take the Nopalea Wellness Challenge. We're so sure the ingredients in Nopalea can help to relieve your pain that we're willing to give you a 32-ounce bottle free. Just pay $9.95 shipping and handling. To get your free bottle, call 1-800-722-9577. That's 1-800-722-9577. 1-800-722-9577.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our special guest today, if you're just tuning in, is Dan Fontana from Mobile Link Wireless. Dan, how you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
We also have the IT professionals, our trusted professionals at BlueNet, Arlen and Adam. How are you guys doing?
Good,
very
thanks,
good. Charlie.
Guys, we've kind of left you out of the show here, so I just want the audience to know for anything related to IT work and IT consulting, how could they get a hold of BlueNet? Give the audience a number.
We're happy to be here. I think we lend to the tablet side of the conversation on the security.
That's why we got you here. Absolutely,
our cloud desktop product really brings a lot of tool set to heighten security on tablets and other mobile devices. But you can reach BlueNet at 952-925-2583. That's 952-925-BLUE. Or BlueNetInc.com.
So there was a question that was emailed to us here during the break, and I think this is probably one of the most important questions in reference to looking at providers and evaluating plans is, what do you do with contracts and termination penalties? You know, Dan, you know, everyone has a contract of some sort, whether it's with Verizon or AT&T or Sprint or whatever the case may be, and I'm a business owner out there, and I want to change, and I've got a contract. How do you deal with that? What do you do?
You know, it's actually not as difficult as it seems. We have a unique approach to handling these contracts because you're right. Everyone seems to be in a contract. Anytime you do anything with your phone, it seems like you get locked into a contract. And when you're dealing with multiple phones, you can't get out is what the feeling or that sentiment is. So what we do is we work with the provider. So we'll take a look first at what the opportunity is. And we'll say, okay, we're setting up a construction company, for instance, or a plumbing company. They have 8 or 10 phones. They need these 8 phones. But we've got, $2,000 of penalties to get out. So we'll go and take a look at what type of equipment they currently have. So what phones are these 8 phones running right now? Because those are valuable to us. So what we would do is figure out what that money or what that amounts to, those phones, for buying them back. Then we'll come up with a request to the carrier and say, we've got an opportunity of such and such 8 lines, for instance, and the monthly spend for this customer is X. And oftentimes the carriers will, they'll jump on an opportunity to get a new customer, especially with that revenue. So they'll throw out some concessions. So we can oftentimes get, a month of service or something like that of credit. So now we've got 2 buckets of money. We've got the buyback of the phones, and we've got the new phone, the concession credit from the carrier. And lastly, which is also something, is there's credits for transferring your number from another provider oftentimes.
Wasn't that, you referred to that a couple weeks ago at the fair, as called a porting credit. Can you explain that? What does that mean?
Basically what it means is that there's a credit for transferring your number from another provider. Now, it doesn't always exist, but it's something that is available to customers for depending on what provider you're transferring from. And so we can take a look at all these options. I guess what it comes down to is we look at these multiple buckets of money that we have and see what we can come up with to get these customers onto the service.
So if you're in the audience and you're thinking about changing services, I mean, basically what Dan has explained is there's multiple bags of money or buckets of money that we can tap into that the provider is going to. And let me recap what we have. We have equipment buybacks. In other words, the provider will buy back your phone. We'll have a porting credit. So when you transfer your number, keeping your number to the new provider, they're going to pay you to do that. There's also free months of service. But how about this one? What about the actual savings that they're going to get from the new plan? So let's say a guy's got, his current monthly service is $500. And you provide them services that's going to be $400. How about that savings just on the balance sheet?
And ultimately, that's the key, is that, realizing that savings over the year or 2-year contracts that you have, that's really where, the value comes in, because that upfront cost, it could be a lot, it could be nothing. But what it comes down to is we found savings on a monthly basis.
That's huge. So, guys, if you're just tuning in again, Dan Fontana is our multi-tiered cellular broker, I think is probably the politically correct term. Dan, how can people get a hold of you? Give out the telephone number and then also give out your email address.
So the telephone number is 952-314-1313, and email address is dfontana@mobile-linkwireless.com. It's a little bit long.
Give that one more time.
dfontana@mobile-linkwireless.com.
Dan, who is your ideal client? I mean, if somebody's in the audience and they're thinking about changing over their cell phone services, and sort of the biggest hurdle was this contract, who would be our ideal client that would call in and say, hey, I want to deal with this guy?
Our ideal client would be a small business that's looking to find a way to either save money or provide additional services. We talk a lot about cost savings, but another key is not only the cost savings, but also providing additional service. We can cut costs keeping everyone on flip phones oftentimes, but these businesses, as the world is moving toward mobile, mobile smartphones, devices like that, there's a need for that. So we can also come up with an opportunity for that. So our 8 to 10 to 20 lines, cell phone lines, that's a prime customer for us, but we do look at any opportunity.
I've always, like I said, Dan, we've been doing business since I think about 2009, and the industries that we find a huge amount of value, not necessarily in the number of phones, but people with either in the construction trades or with mobile salespeople. Why is that? Why, for example, the plumbing and heating people, that seems to be a really big vertical industry that again, you specialize in.
So, these industries are oftentimes small businesses. So we find that there's, 5 or fewer employees oftentimes. And so they're kind of overlooked. You go to that owner goes to the store, just gets a personal plan, gets some phones, sends them out to, hands them out to their employees, and that's it. But there's still opportunity. So I guess the whole point of what we do is showing these customers the value of working with us, not having to pay us to work with us. That's key. We're compensated by the provider. Having a single point of contact, so just giving us a call for everything you need, new phones, broken phones, plan changes, you know, traveling overseas, anything like that. All of the customer services through us. And, you know, just really making it easy for that customer.
You know, we've done business a long time, Dan, and I have to say that your customer service is phenomenal. I think your customers would agree. You know, the turnover ratio, I'm sure, in the retail store is very high. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yes, absolutely.
You don't know who your sales rep is. It's, you know, literally somebody behind the counter. You know, in the audience, people that have done business with Dan really value his promptness, his courtesy, and his value that they bring to the organization, because he's constantly working with them. And just like what we had talked about last week with, you know, the cloud and eliminating the work that IT person has to do, well, think of that in your mobile device now. Think of Mobile Link Wireless as being basically your paid staff for your IT person, so that he doesn't have to manage those 50 or 70 or 150 cell phones. He's got somebody that's there that's, you know, kind of willing. Would you touch on that? I mean, that's kind of your process. That's what you guys do.
Yeah, it's essentially our process. We take that work off of the customer to free their staff up to do other things, essentially saving customers money on their payroll, not cutting an employee, but allowing that employee to work in another part of the, you know, another needed place in the business, and also to save money on the phones.
I think it's really important that you guys work with a lot of businesses in this nature and know that from the different carriers that you work with. You know, I think it's important, because one of the things that BlueNet sees with mobile devices is with a new device, you might get new tools. So a mobile hotspot on a new device, which allows your laptop to have this hotspot, that might open new windows and new avenues for your salespeople to do, you know, these 15-minute windows of opportunity that they have to, you know, focus on customer service while they're between appointments from their full desktop using their cellular connectivity. You're not going to get some of those tools with an older device. And
absolutely,
you know,
not.
I think some of those tool set that you get really empower you. I mean, tablets and other devices like that, I mean, it's really, you know, we're seeing these more and more as business tools that are getting used to really conduct some good advancements in business day to day. They're not just a cell phone to make a phone call. It's a cell phone to enable a lot of other things.
Absolutely. It's part of your business. And Dan, your goal, right, is to identify these things, help the business understand, not just to save money, but to help use their mobile devices as a tool to help grow their business.
Empowering the businesses to be able to use their mobile devices to the fullest, providing that training, providing that customer service, providing what the businesses really need in order to get the most out of what they're buying.
Fantastic. Dan, again, we're talking about mobile devices. Give your telephone number and your email address one more time.
Phone number is 952-314-1313, and email is dfontana@mobile-linkwireless.com.
Well, guys, thanks for listening into this week's show, Telecom Soup. This is your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Tune in next week as we talk more about different types of IT work and telecommunications. Thanks, and have a great weekend, guys. Take care.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcast.